We are joined on the news line by Jillian Rossi, who's with the Colorado Springs Parks and Recreation Department. She's the Park Ranger Supervisor for the Trails Open Space and Park Stewardship Program, otherwise known as TOPS Stewardship. So, Jillian, first of all, welcome to the show. Good morning.
Thank you. Great to be here.
Well, and it's fun to talk to you about this subject because I am going to be learning something new. I don't know about this. What is a Leave No Trace Hotspot Week?
So a Leave No Trace Hotspot Week, it's a program developed by the Leave No Trace Center for Outdoor Ethics. They're based in Boulder, Colorado. They're one of our largest environmental stewardship-based nonprofits in the country. And each year, they identify 10 locations across the nation that are seeing huge impacts due to an increase in visitation and a lot of folks playing outside who just don't know how to do it in a low-impact way. And so this year, the Colorado Springs Regional Parks was nominated as a Leave No Trace hotspot.
And so a hotspot means that we're seeing too much activity, and the activity that we're seeing is from people who don't know about the concepts of leave no trace and stay on the trail. Can you tell us a little bit about that?
Definitely. So our parks can accommodate a lot of people, and they can especially accommodate a lot of people when everyone is behaving in a low impact way. But in a lot of our locations, and the two locations that we're highlighting are Palmer Park and Stratton Open Space, we have a lot of folks who their dogs are off leash, they're not picking up their dog waste, they're using undesignated trail systems, and that really increases the erosion in our parks. So if we can get folks to learn a bit more about responsible recreation, stay on designated trails, leash their pets, pick up any waste they leave behind, we can really make an impact by seeing these folks leave less of an impact.
Well, and we want to guide people to your website, of course. If you'd like more information about this, it's coloradosprings.gov/hotspotweek. That makes it easy. Overall, Jillian, what would you say is the goal of the Parks Division in trying to achieve this and host this event?
The number one goal is awareness. So you can't practice responsible recreation unless you know about it. So we want to make sure that we're getting our message out there. Leave No Trace is a spectrum. It's a set of guidelines. So there's no right or wrong. We're trying to lean people towards those positive behavior changes. And especially here in Colorado Springs, we have so many people that are considered ultra users. And these are people that are in the parks every single day. And so our other goal with Hotspot Week is to convince these ultra users to become ultra stewards. So people from out of town, new recreators, they're looking at these folks as role models. And we want to make sure that as role models, they're setting a positive example for everyone who's going to mimic their actions, maybe follow them on the trail. Like if you're new to the trail system and you're not sure where to go, making sure that they're staying on designated routes so the rest of our users are staying on those trail systems as well.
And I have experienced this quandary when I've been up hiking. And for instance, there are two groups that are meeting on a trail that's only narrow enough for one group to get past at a time, and the other group has gone way off trail to let the first one pass. And I've wanted to say something because, you know, obviously, you know, that there are better ways to maybe achieve that passing, but you don't want to sound like a tattletale or a nervous Nelly or a whatever. You want to say it in the right way. What would you suggest for people who are in that situation or any situation where they're maybe spotting something that is not within the leave no trace concept?
So that's a great scenario you mentioned, and what I would recommend is using the authority of the resource technique. So most hikers, they're not badge carrying, they're not law enforcement, they're just out there to have a good time, just like everyone else who's outside. And so using the authority of the resource, you have a friendly conversation with people, it's 100% positive, and the reason that's so important is because the impact has already occurred. If these folks have already gone off trail, they've already left an impact, so they can't erase that. But what they can do is have a conversation with a friendly hiker such as yourself, and you can mention how you've noticed a lot of people are walking off trail and you've noticed that the vegetation in the area seems to be degraded. And so not necessarily calling them out, but using the natural resources around you to show examples of what could happen if folks are leaving more of an impact on them than necessary.
Not being a judge, but offering maybe some guidance. Okay, fantastic. Yep. Well, Jillian Rossi, we applaud your efforts again. If you want to find out more, go to coloradosprings.gov/hotspotweek. Thank you for your time.
Thank you so much. Have a great day.